Good morning, everybody. Today is May 28th, 2013. My name is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com. I have with me Julie Haskins, not only my friend, but my sponsor of the BBS radio show. We have a very important announcement today. We have just returned from the New Society Conference with COBRA over the three-day weekend in Irvine, California. And what we would like to do today is review where are we now and where are we about to go. This is a call to all of the light workers, all of those that are enlightened, all of those who wish to put out a helping hand for the rest of society through this transformation and through the up-and-coming changes regarding the event. So I first want to talk about, let's look at where we are right now, Julie. And the most important thing to keep a note of is that there is a lot of archonic activity. People use that word so much these days. But it is true that there is a tremendous compression of light on the planet. So you have light coming from within the planet, from the Agartha network. You have light coming from on top of the planet, from the galactic beams and the great central sun. You also have the light that is being emitted from our own bodies at an unprecedented level. And so with this compression, we are receiving a little more activity from the archonic realms because they used to just hide out in the astral planes, and we're now experiencing them in our physical realities. So with that said, we also have the veil to contend with. And the veil, as many of you know, is equivalent to what many have called the quarantine. And the quarantine is a structure in space-time reality where tiny little black holes are being created. And this is kind of a hangout for the dark, the reptilians, the archonic realms. It's also an anomaly, and this is what people don't realize sometimes, is that this is really affecting the ever desire of receiving ET contact. This anomaly of these little tiny black holes has affected the spaceships that want to come visit us, and it has affected the propulsion systems of those spaceships. So this is one of the reasons why we haven't had massive ET contact on a physical level. That is all changing, though. And I think it's really important for people to understand, look how much it's changing. Look how many more ships are coming in to our realm now. So if you see more and more ships occurring, and you've already been reading the reports of millions, literally millions of ships surrounding our planet, then you know that the light is definitely making progress. I just really want to reiterate that. Did you want to say anything on that, Jules?
Oh, no, no, you're doing great.
Okay. So above all of this, above the actual veil or quarantine, if you want to call it, is love energy. And that's really where every single one of us wants to be. And once this quarantine or this veil is lifted, we will literally be living in this realm of purity and harmony, and we can also anchor that. We ourselves, as beings of light, we can anchor that love energy that is outside of the veil onto planet Earth. This is really when we experience our reunification with tachyon energy fully, and that is just going to be one blissful experience for all of us. We'll be able to live in a life of paradise and peace and joy, and all of those that are of the dark, meaning they don't really have any kind of connection to a source, nor do they really have any kind of auric field. So they will experience their second deaths, and they will be removed, and they will return back to the great central sun or what have you. But we also are experiencing ourselves. Where does that leave us? We are experiencing ourselves a very interesting up-and-coming event. And COBRA refers to it as the event. This happens about every 25,000 years. A galactic pulse is emitted from the sun. And luckily, this galactic pulse favors the light. And it began all the way back in 1975, folks, and it will cease in 2025. Now, we are not alone in this experience. We are going through this with all the rest of the planets, all the rest of the other galaxies. So this isn't just an Earth job. This is like we're all in this together. And this is another reason there's so much attention on the Earth, because we're the last stronghold of the dark. So this galactic tsunami is about to unfold. And this leads us into, how do we handle that? Right now, before the event occurs, what people really need to be aware of is that these ships that are coming into our realm and that are surrounding our planet, they really are providing us a more gentle process of processing the goddess energy that is, you know, beaming onto the planet. And they really are assisting us in that way. So try to think of the ships not so much on a physical level, but on that level, so that you can connect with them through that goddess energy. And they themselves, just their mere presence of doing and being that, is assisting us in not having such a brutal time with these unprecedented changes astrologically and all the light that's entering the planet. So one of our responsibilities right now is to channel this goddess energy to decrease what I would say the brutality of the tsunami wave that is just really pummeling this planet. And we all really need to make sure that we really up our goddess channeling of energy, whatever we need to do that, if we need to work with other healers, you know, for all of you out there that need assistance, I can assist you with my galactic remedies. Julie can assist you with essential oil remedies. I mean, there's all sorts of things out there that we can do to assist one another. But here's the key. We cannot move forward at this point in time. The resistance will not act if we ourselves are not ready. And when we say we, folks, we are talking about the light grid, the light workers, those that have already done their work or are in the process of doing their work, or who have already awakened, or who have already been enlightened, okay? So a lot of people over the weekend were talking about, well, what exactly is the event? You know, we've talked about it so many times, but sometimes it appears to be nebulous to many people. And the event is remembering that we're going through an exiting out of the black hole. Okay, so we're actually leaving this space-time continuum anomaly of a black hole. This is essentially the event. Okay, and we have been in 25,000 years of imprisonment, folks. I mean, we are on the precipice of expanding this incredible, brilliant, bright light, this flash of light that is going to bring forth a new renaissance of society. And at that point, when the great pulse of light is sent through the galaxy and beyond and down into the Earth, this flash of light will catalyze contact with the Pleiadians, the resistance movement, those in key positions within the military, the financial system, the educational system, throughout society, basically. And then it will go into contacting select folks within the ground crew and the light network. So you see, we are in a very important time right now, because we're going to be entering a second renaissance. This is where all of our new ideas are starting to come up forth. More and more people are starting to come online and awaken. And this is a time where we really need to gather together and get our act together. We really need to unify and unite. And the event is synonymous with the mass arrest of the cabal, the resetting of the financial system, and the ET disclosures. But again, I want to stress upon all of you, this is not going to happen until the surface population are ready to go forth. And folks, that's us. We're the ones that need to reach this mass, critical mass point. So don't forget also that the virus has already been placed within the banking system. Okay, all it needs is a code to trigger this virus to bring the system down. And this will be done by the light when the time is appropriate. Once the virus is activated, the banks and the computer systems will be shut down. Money will not be accessible, nor will credit cards, and banks will be closed. So we have to get prepared. And the call is being put out through this conference and several others that he's done throughout the world, COBRA, to get us ready to roll. So this is very, very exciting, don't you think, Julie? I mean,
yeah, and Alexander, just as a point, the banks and everything will not be shut down forever. COBRA mentions that it will only be for a period of about a week, so there's no reason to panic.
Correct.
It's just a matter of a reset so that the monetary system can switch over and the new society, the new renaissance can begin.
I agree. Yeah, and he said this because this has never happened before. They're not really sure. So he says to allow 1 to 2 weeks.
Right. But also not to panic is the key.
Correct.
Big words and big bold letters, do not panic.
Well, and that's the reason we're having this program today.
Absolutely.
Is we really want to rally all of you guys to come together, to put a fire under your feet, to take action, to start forming individual groups and get prepared, because what is being put out there, the call that is being put out there, it's almost like a clarion call, so to speak, is for us to get prepared to be there to assist all the others that are going to be in a time of need.
Absolutely. And there's websites being formed that we will announce when they're put together to create a network to help us through this change.
Right.
So they're just still in process, but it's going to be a huge website. Lots of media, lots of information, just everything we're going to need will be on that website.
Correct. And also, just a reminder, when this goes down, everybody needs to be prepared, and therefore, we need to be prepared, walking our talk, so that we can prepare everybody else to be prepared. You know what I mean?
Correct.
It's like the cart before the horse? No, I don't think so.
No.
So we've never experienced this before, so even ourselves will be in shock. But the cool thing is that the event is all of positive, beautiful love energy. And so it's not a negative thing. It's an extremely positive thing. However, it will cause a lot of disorientation, a lot of confusion, fear, and it's also going to be very intense. People are really not going to understand what's going on. And, you know, of course, there's going to be a kick up in the survival tendencies, like, oh, my God, I can't gain access to my money. Now what? So, you know, we're going to see a release of suppressed emotions like we've never seen before. Every single light worker, every single person out there, keep that in mind. So we need all of you to unify. And this is where you all step in. We want to be able to start developing some support groups to help prepare for the event. The groups will need to meet on a weekly basis and be committed. And I want to stress that the more committed you are and the more passionate you are, the more likely you will be to receive direct contact from someone within the Pleiadian or Garfa network. Okay? We apparently hit about a 30% threshold point on the 6th of May of last year in eliminating the dark off the planet. And we need to do that again. So these groups are not only facilitating bringing together ideas for preparing for this event, but they're also going to be around the meditation itself every Sunday. And COBRA is really highly recommending that the meditation always be included in these group gatherings. It's very, very key, guys. So how do we prepare everybody? This is really more about psychological preparation. And it's a reminder also that we ourselves must take care of ourselves, be ready for this, be healthy for this, because we will be sought after, folks. We will be needed, and we will be pursued. So we need to take care of ourselves first. I really want to stress that, because as the lightworker community, we really tend not to do that. We tend to really be compassionate, always reaching out to everyone else. So assuming that that is already in place, and assuming that you know that people will be seeking you out, you will then have the opportunity to come forward and speak publicly. This is a time of calming down everyone around you and using the talents and skills and that trade that you might have to be able to bring about a smoother transition with this event. And we will be fine. We need to make sure that we stress to everyone that we are heading in a much, much better direction, a much brighter future, a new renaissance of society. But we know that everyone around us will need assistance. So what is this about? We are here today to make sure that we develop a surface infrastructure, and we need to get motivated and organized now. I want to tell you guys, just to kind of go off on a tangent for a minute, if anybody has read the history of my website, it was divinely downloaded to me. A lot of guidance was involved in putting the site together. And I was informed I would be putting some sort of online library of education and information. And one of the tabs on my site is called Healing Portal. And I was really not understanding why it was up there, because I've had it for 2 months and it never took off. And as everybody knows, I'm a one-man show. I have a few friends. Julie, of course, is one of them. But, you know, I've been doing this a great deal all by myself up till recently. And I didn't understand what the significance of the Healing Portal was until I went to this conference over the weekend. I had a huge aha. It was a very synchronistic moment. And I realized at that point that this portal was designed and was created to be a central point of collecting information of all the light workers' contact information so that we can develop an emergency infrastructure grid at the time of the event. We need to start developing a protocol in which to prepare and how to get the word out through this 1 to 2 week period. Basically, we have to remember it's not going to last forever. This is really, you know, an instantaneous kind of requirement. Because these are such positive energies coming onto the planet, people will start getting it. And we aren't used to that, guys, you know? I mean, we just aren't used to it. So, Julie, did you want to add anything about the Healing Portal?
The Healing Portal. Well, it's beginning to take shape. Dr. The Reiki Doctor, we'll just call her that for now, has been sending me lists of people to add to the portal. So within the portal will be healers of all different varieties, talents, modalities that we'll be categorizing. We're also going to be starting a separate website to feed into that one. It's just going to be huge, where we'll collect healers from all over the planet and try to bring us all together, try to form maybe Skype meetings between us, regular meditations. It's just a work in progress now, but it's going to be huge.
It's going to be really huge. And this is so exciting, because you know what? All of you guys out there, this is what we've always wanted. I mean, I can't think of anybody that's a practitioner or a light worker or a healer that hasn't wanted this from the bottom of their heart, to unify all of us, the ground crew. You know, this is the time. And so please do Julie and I a favor. Please send us an email with your name, your email address, your phone number, what your background is. Are you a practitioner? Are you a healer? Are you someone that's just really good at guiding and calming people or you know how to handle emergency situations, we really want to stress you don't have to be a practitioner to be in this network. We need everybody that feels that they are able to calm a situation down, to bring peace or support or love to the planet at the time of the event. That is the healer portal. Okay, we're gonna be referring to this as the planetary healing network. And so we put together a video. I'm gonna put it up there so you guys can watch it. It's from, you know, maybe like six people from the healing group, breakout group that we had at the Poker Conference. You'll get a feel of what we're looking for and what we're wanting from you. But what we need from you is to send your information into us so we can start getting prepared. And be patient because we're just starting out, and I know everybody's going to get really excited. But just be patient, and we will be contacting you or figuring out how to formulate, you know, some sort of, I hate to use the word hierarchy, but I don't know what other word to use, Julie.
Yeah, no, it'll just be separated into modalities and services.
Yeah.
And what I'd also like to mention is the healing group was not the only breakout group.
No.
I believe we had technology, finance, media,
Renaissance. And what was the other one? Banking. No, finance.
Yeah, you mentioned finance.
Right.
But those will all be listed as well. We'll promote them, write down the different categories, so wherever you can help, wherever your talent lies, there's a group for you. And that's what's important. Now, the cabal will be down at this point, and so will all the archonic activities. So there will be a lot. As far as the fear factor, I believe there shouldn't be that much. There'll be an initial shock, but we won't have to deal with the archonic adding into the fear and the cabal adding into the fear. So we should be able to go forward after the event fairly quickly, I would assume.
Yeah, and that he really wanted to stress that to everyone, that this is not a long-term, you know, cataclysmic event or anything. This is really positive. The energies are going to be incredibly blissful and uplifting. None of us have experienced this before. He also wanted to stress that no one knows when this will occur. But he, you know, Cobra has said many times that it's not going to happen until we are prepared. And so those of us at the Irvine event, we've really taken the impetus to get this going. Well, one thing we really want to stress is that all of you, we are in this together, and the time is now to make things really unified. It is up to us. We will make the difference whether this occurs sooner rather than later. That's the key. That has been said so many times. When we are prepared, when they feel that we are prepared, the event will take place. So I am taking it upon myself. I already have the website to handle the support of the Lightworkers. I already have the healing portal. It was divinely guided. I now get it. I now know it was there to support all of us in setting up this network. And so please do us a favor. If you need to drop an email, send it to alexandra@galacticconnection.com. And again, provide us your name, your email, your phone number, probably your city and state would really be helpful, and your background. We had a gentleman in our healing group whose background is IT, but he made a very specific point that people come to him in a state of panic or a state of, oh, my God, I don't know what to do. And he said he's very, very good at keeping people calm and being able to direct them or give them, you know, a list of things to do. And so those are the types of qualities that people will need at this time. So, did you want to say anything else, Billy?
No, I totally agree. He brought up a valid point. He's like the front line of, oh, my God, what do I do? And it's like, and he'd give you the list of what to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is really exciting. You know, we put together the core group when we were there, and it was very interesting because they were all very, very diverse walks of life. I mean, we had a doctor, we had a couple nurses, we had some people that worked a great deal with children. We had some that were just, you know, little love beans.
Yes, true.
you know, we had mental health workers. We had, I mean, you name it. So,
and that's just in our group.
Yeah, that was just in our group. And so we have taken upon ourselves to form this and really wanting to get the word out to the rest of you to contact us so that we can get this going.
Oh, yeah. And another thing, we had the whole room, the whole conference kind of made a consensus that we'd probably like to do a flash mob situation to raise awareness. So that's another thing. If you want to send us your email, you know, just sending it, I volunteer to do the flash mob. We're not sure what it's going to be or where it's going to be yet, but
it will. Well, the thing is, Julie, it will be in Southern California.
Absolutely. That's right. Southern California. Correct. Just not sure where here. So if you want to participate, also let us know on that.
That's a good point. Yeah, we thought that would be fantastic because that will really get the attention across the world. Somebody looked at the statistics behind the flash mob, and they were so shocked that there were so many people that had reviewed the flash mobs.
Yeah, I believe the initial plan is to create and tape the flash mob before the 4th of July, but blast it onto YouTube on the 4th of July.
Right. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it really is. That,
again, drop me an email. And just be patient, folks. We're just starting out. And we just want to make sure that everybody is kept abreast of the situation. It feels, Julie, tell me what you thought, too. It really feels like there is a push through COBRA from the resistance to get us organized.
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely, without a doubt, without a doubt.
So
in our almost daily updates from the newsletter, I'll be putting updates in that as well. So please look for them in our daily updates as far as announcements, flash mob activity, whatever else is coming up. We're just ending the conference on Sunday. We all decompressed and reviewed the weekend yesterday, and I think we're back in action today. So by tomorrow, who knows, the world could be ours.
Yeah, so I really want to reiterate one more time. The event is going to be super, super positive. We've never experienced such positive waves of energy and light and love penetrating the planet and our own bodies and the trees, the plants, the animals. I mean, we've never experienced this. So
yeah.
We just need to be aware that this is not like, the sky is falling. It's just more that I kind of feel like the better word is disorientation.
Possibly, but if you notice, I think the energy are already starting. I mean, you and I have discussed the way the plants look different and feel different. I'm seeing a lot of new colors, new brightness in the plants that weren't there last spring.
True.
Flowers are blooming this spring that were not blooming last spring. The colors have been intensified, and there's a joy coming out of the plants. That's how I feel, and that's how the blast through the galactic central sun, I believe, is just going to create, like you said, the feeling of bliss. But if you're not in a space where we are, where you've followed a spiritual path, you're not going to know what's happening. And so that's why we're here, to help those realize what this blissful feeling is, and it's okay.
Well, I think, too, Julie, we will not be immune to this disorientation as well.
Oh, no, I totally agree, but at least we are a little better prepared.
Right. We're a little bit more in the know, like, oh, wow, that's it? You know, we'll be able to say, okay, this is what's happening, whereas they won't.
Exactly. I mean, I've talked to people who have had body aches and pains and things, and they don't know what's going on, and I explained the CMEs, and, oh, that makes sense, but they didn't know where the aches and pains are coming from, where we do. It's not that it's any fun, but we're not panicking over it.
Well, knowledge is power, isn't it?
Yeah, my goodness. Yeah.
It certainly is. So, well, that's pretty much what I wanted to say. Did you have anything you wanted to add?
No, other than please at least glance through the emails we'll be sending out. I know sometimes they're rather huge, but there will be important information. I'll try to highlight that as best as possible regarding the website formations and any other activity. I think I'll be resending out the goddess meditation information, which is important to do every Sunday around the world. It's done at a certain time, which I don't remember at the moment, but that will be coming out to you.
Yeah, I think it's 12 noon Pacific time, somewhere okay. around there.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, around then. Okay.
So. And also, just one more clarification, and that is true. There were 6 breakout groups.
Right.
Okay, so they are breaking it out into 6 groups. So whatever you're drawn to, that will be up on the website. Mm-hmm. And then we can hook you up with those appropriate groups. Julie and I, we are working with the healer group. And so the GalacticConnection.com website will be one of the portals for the healing group, which will then be a sublink to a major website.
To the bigger hub of the...
And I believe they're all going to work that way. I mean, I'm sure the technology group will have their own website, and then that will link to a mother website, so to speak.
Yeah, it could be very possible once it creates a huge mothership, if you will, website.
Yeah.
It will have to be split off. So, but all that will be spelled out. It won't be confusing. And I believe we'll probably send out a brief synopsis of the society conference via email newsletter. I think.
Yes, we will be sending notes out uh-huh. for the conference so everybody can review that.
Uh-huh.
And that will go up on my site very shortly. So look forward to seeing the transcribed notes from the conference. And let me see. Other than that, I think that's it. This is just very exciting, you guys. I feel like we're really getting close, but we still have work to do. We've got to get organized. We've got to get prepared ourselves in order to prepare others. So, with that said, I do want to take care of a couple of house cleaning issues. For all of those that have sent in your questions for Cobra, I have not forgotten you. I will be compiling all of that data for our next interview, which should be coming up probably after his Hawaii event. He is just slammed right now and his computer's down. So we won't be able to interview him this week. It's probably going to be more like next week or the week after. And that will be reviewing May's events and all the questions. Hopefully I can get to some of them and then just kind of maybe take the other half and put those in June's review.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So,
or possibly since we have so many really special, wonderful guest book, maybe we might even do on the fly like you did with Rob.
Yeah, we could do like an on the fly. We'll see what Cobra's schedule is. We usually have to plan it because there's such a
right
gap in, you know, our schedules. But
we'll get there.
Yeah, so everybody, you know, man, it's time to really get excited, get motivated, really see the changes that are occurring. I mean, take a walk in the park and see how the trees are talking to you now. You know, go out to a restaurant and it'll blow you away just hearing people
mm-hmm.
and the way that they're talking now. I mean, I was with someone yesterday who was a fundamentalist Christian, and she was talking about dimensions.
Sweet.
You know, I mean, things are really shifting on this planet, and the awakening is, we are in the process of awakening. It's not that we have to keep waiting for it to happen. We are in the process. It's getting us prepped and ready to go. So we just have a few more details, and one of them is this network. So yeah. I am honored to serve all of you. I am honored to assist all of you. That's why I'm here. That's why I started the site. I love you all with my deepest part of my heart, and I can't wait to get this party going.
Indeed. It will be a grand party.
Yeah, no kidding. So, Julie, if you don't have anything else to say, I will let everybody go.
I think we are good. Thank you so much. Thank you for the conference. It was a great one. and I hope you all can make it to the next one, which we don't know when it is, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah. It actually may not be a conference. It may just be a party.
I think so. I'm liking that idea.
Okay, take care, folks. If you need anything, drop me an email at alexandra@galacticconnection.com. Take care. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
Namaste.
Namaste.